butchering done by these monthly blood tests, or were there any urine tests?
Yes, we were taught, unlike today when technology has moved on a bit, the method of testing was to take a urine sample, and as I recall, you actually added some water and dropped in a tablet, and the urine sample turned into a test tube, and the urine sample changed colour. If it remained blue, your sugar was too low. If it turned yellow, orange, that indicated high levels of sugar, which enabled one, of course, to increase the insulin dosage, to drop the sugar content, but not to overdo it, because that would then create a hypo situation. So all of this was managed by my mother and myself, and increasingly myself, with no major effects in terms of found under a hedge with a hypo at that stage. That came later.
Was your mother given any instructions about diet?
Yes, forever, but chose to ignore them. we had lots of advice from people who call themselves dietitians, the doctors, apart from the usual strictures about not eating sugar and sweets and all of those things, which we did take notice of. I mean, I didn't take sugar. I've been a saccharine freak since day one, and don't take sugar. I suppose just the sheer fatigue of trying to avoid sweet things, the incredible expense of buying diabetic chocolate and diabetic products was a deterrent. But increasingly, as I got older, I controlled my blood sugar and urine tests by increasing or reducing insulin. And that seemed to do the trick. I didn't put on excessive amounts of weight, and I kept very active. I mean, I at no stage in my life have I been chair-bound, apart from now. but as a young child, I was as active as anybody else in the area, and played all the sports going. So, yes, we paid lip service to the diet.